You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.
Peace Family is 19 Keys, and this is a high-level conversation. Today's conversation is about a myriad of different topics that I want to start off with. It's all about the world that we live in. In today's world, it's fixated upon institutions, nations, governments, and some of these institutions are about language and about time and how they control us and our mind. See, did you know that there's no real measurement of what a slave is? Either you're a slave or you're not, but there's no degrees of slavery. If somebody controls your mind and your will, what you think and what you do, then you are a slave by any degree. So do you 100% control your time and your mind? Do you control your will? Now, if we're being 100% honest, then a lot of us are going to have to say no. That we are the slaves by degrees of things that control us. Things that we want to do but can't do because we are controlled. Whether it's the bills, whether it's our job, whether it's the relationships, whether we're controlled by fear itself, whether it's the clocks, the time, the calendar, things that tell us what we can and cannot do, whether it's insecurity or judgment, whether it's the government, whether it's the bank, whether it's the school system. It's our goal to make sure that we have complete liberation. And liberation is about releasing us from those contracts. See, it's a difference because most people just want liberty. That's not what we're going for here. Liberty is like a slave who was once in a cage and then let out onto the field on the plantation where they had more liberty to move around, but they still a slave. And then that same slave, they like, well, shoot, now we're gonna let you off the plantation. You get more privileges, you get to work in the house. Now you get to be cool away from this plantation. So now you get more privileges. You get greater liberty, but you're still a slave because you still work for the master, the boss who controls your time, your mind, and your will. And then that slave say, you know what? We're gonna give you even more liberty. So now, not only can he leave the plantation, he can go and do errands for the boss, come back, right? And then we give you weapons, but the weapons that we give you are only be used to put the other slaves in check. Think about that for a second. Now, guess what? The slave in the cage, he's the most ferocious one. Because he wants the whole system to burn down. Because he has the most to benefit from it in this caste system. Right? But the one that just got let on the field, he like, man, chill out, man. They just let us through. Like, you wild. And be one day, they gonna let you out here too. You understand me? And then the slave in the house, he ready to put all of them in check. Like, man, they tripping. They gonna mess up all the privilege that I just got from Massa. And then the one that gets even more liberty where he can police them that's on the house, the field, in the cage, he gonna put them in order and start working for the system itself to check the slaves. And then you have some that say, I don't care if he let me in the field, the house, whether I'm in the cage, I want complete and true liberation and freedom. I want to be completely released from these contracts. I want no master at all, regardless of how good it is. I want to live life where I'm completely free. Those are the ones that want that true north. They live, die, fight, get in prison for it. Because to them, only freedom is the thing that they will fight for. The only freedom is the thing that they will negotiate. That's it. Today's system, we see some people who are comfortable with liberty and privilege. Whether it's in the banking system. The banking systems never truly earned our trust. We bought trust within the banks. They put the great marble floors, beautiful counters, free coffee out there to establish that they're doing successful business, that they deserve our trust, that they can't fail. And in some parts, it's true. They got hidden contracts, throwing hidden fees, charges transactions for transactions to hold our money, do fractional lending and fractional banking, keep partial of our money, spend, flip the rest, right? Decide who can do banking, who can't. Decide different calculations on rates for interest and loans and do predatory lending practices in our communities, people who look like me. The banking cabals have ran the world. It's over 1,000 years old when we're talking about this banking system. And today, there's a lot of people who say, there's nothing that you can offer me anymore. It's time for a change. So instead of the central banking system, they want DeFi, where you're doing things like Yearn. And Yearn is a whole new system that the banks can't even compete with, where you deposit your money and they'll move your money around with their algorithm until they find the best interest rate possible for your money. Now, there's ways that the people can do lending to other people to where your money is making money instead of sitting in there making the bank money. The world no longer wants the systems with middlemen that get to determine how much liberty that they have. When we talk about time, time is another system of slavery that most people can't understand because, you know, we live on what they call the 1260 frequency, 12 months, you know, 60 minutes in hours, 60 seconds in a minute, 12 times, 60, 360, right? So how did this come about? Well, in 1582, the clock was perfected right after the Gregorian calendar that was instituted by the Pope. Pope decided that he wanted to perfect the calendar that was given to us by Julius Caesar that decided that there were 365 days within a year. Then we started to live by what we call mechanized time, to where we looked at the hands and the clock and they decided what they call increments of time known as chronon. So 1 second, meaning that time can now be calculated in these small little chambers. 1 second, 1 second, 1 second, based on supposedly motion. So now that we're living in this irregular time system, not based on nature, because a plant don't know what time it is. The sun gives it information and it's free. It wakes up, it blossoms, it goes its entire natural life connected to nature's time and nature's rhythm. We have a 24-hour circadian rhythm that is entrained by our super SCN, I ain't even gonna say it the wrong way, y'all. Y'all talking about almost, oh, y'all almost got me. Super chiasmatic nucleus. Hold on, you feel me? You feel me? I still got it in there. What happens is you get light triggers, go through the back of your brain, cross over like an X to the back of your brain here. The brain never actually experiences light, experiences electrical signal known as light, programmed, right? But that has information directly from the sun that gives us radiation. It goes and tells our body through what they call slave oscillators, you understand me? Telling us what time it is and different functions of the body, when it's to eat, when it's to sleep, when it's to produce certain chemicals within the body. But we don't go off God's time, we don't go off nature at all. You got a job, you got a 9 to 5. Now your life is stuck right here in this little rhythm, 9 to 5. You have to work. So you at what they call the slave ship. Slave ship, for the most part, you don't control your time. You're reacting to the news and the media, you don't control your mind. You're ignorant, you don't have enough possession of knowledge, right? So therefore, you're on that slave ship being carried, not controlling any of your will. Most likely it's the systems where we're just leasing. We never own anything in America. Isn't that sad that you can go into Africa, you buy some land and you completely own it? But in America, you buy some land and you lease it out. Where does these systems even come from that we just agree to? I was doing some of the study, and you can go back to King Norman, right? King Norman had his conquest where he took over the crown. Now, he believed that his legacy wasn't gonna last long, so he decided to do the Doomsday Book. The Doomsday Book was about him getting a judgment over everything in his lands. The people, the cows, the pigs, every single thing. And he put it all under his name so that he can rule that. And then he said, you know what? I would make landlords. Now you don't own it, I still own it, but you have access to it. You become a landlord, but you still come under my jurisdiction because remember, all of this is under my name. You understand me? What they call an allodial title, which is the king's title, right? Then they got simple fee titles. Then they have land patents. All of you all should look this up. So then once you get to that, and you can check on BLM, not Black Lives Matter, but the Bureau of Land Management to start understanding these things to where your family last name is connected to certain lands. There's ways to where you can get land patent titles to where you can have full control over the land. Now, how did these things come about? Well, King Norman, in his Book of Doomsday, he created the idea, essentially, of what landlords are today. You understand me? And he is also responsible for the UK and Britain and other people taking on the very same system that he had, because he realized that it was no longer about spatial territory. Spatial territory, I take over this block. A dog pisses on a tree, and that dog believes that he now owns this surrounding radius, wherever and whoever can smell that he's here. That's spatial territory. Human beings believing they can conquer areas of space. Then it's conquest by conquering, which is whoever can come there with brute force and take over and kill and murder, right, and conquer the next people regardless of who's there in that land, then they now become the new owners of that land. Very brutal and barbaric. We're seeing that today in America, right? So there was a switch that was flipped. He understood that his legacy, because he wasn't from there where he conquered, would soon be taken over and extinguished. So he said, let's do the papyrus spells. Papyrus meaning the paper spells. Let's put this on paper, right? Now this man was very smart. Once he put everything under his name, he created a new system that the world started to live off of, right? And by creating that system in his family lineage, what came under his estate was George Washington. Now, George Washington, who was the first president of the United States, family names would have been William the Heartburn. So the first president would have been Heartburn. But why wasn't it? Because George ended up coming under his estate, and then you took the name under that estate. So all sort of names ended up getting changed, because first it was more so Wessington or Wessington, turning later on into Washington. So when people started coming under these estates, the name started to get flipped around, right? Now, I look at that succession line, and it just so happened to be that George Washington is connected to King Norman, who created this system of paperwork that was utilized to create what is modern day UK, that utilized to create the power of Great Britain? Absolutely not. There's no such thing as coincidences in this, man. So when I look at this, what I'm establishing is a timeline of white patriarchal intellect, and they evolve off existing systems that come from their mindset, and how they started to establish intellectual dominance over the world by creating systems that will last over time so they can start controlling ages. In Greek, there is Cronus, who is known as the father of time, who wields the Sith, right? And if you look at that, of course, you got Cronon, who is this white bearded man who controls time, right? Goes war with his own children, representing a paradigm that's always in balance. And a paradigm is a system and a collection of thoughts, worlds, systems, right, that perpetuate and control the existing world as it is, right? So as I was thinking that and I was doing my studies, I said, man, the world that we live in today is controlled by the mindset and the systems of a man who lived hundreds of years ago so he can maintain power, and that's a family. And families rule the world. Largest employer in America, the Walton family. Richest family in America, the Walton family. I know we don't do fluoride toothpaste no more, but Colgate, that's white family. We grew up brushing our teeth with that. Brothers on the Hennessy, that's the Hennessy family. The J.P. Morgans, we doing all the banking, that's the Morgan family. The DuPonts, that's the family, 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 family. So at the core of this, and at the point where we talk about evolving who we are as a people, as a culture, as a diaspora, because anybody can take some gain from this when you understand. Why do I talk about systems and getting rid of institutions and having our own power and control? Because I understand that we can take simple ideas and thoughts and evolve it in our culture to get our power back, to liberate ourselves. So when things like Bitcoin comes across, it was meant to break old existing systems. Now, I can't tell you exactly who created it, but I can tell you, like what Wozniak said, the creator of the iPhone, it's mathematical purity. Once they was able to figure out how to create these keys to where they can store information, to where I can store $1 billion, as Michael Saylor was talking about, I can take $1 billion and store it in my head. Because anywhere in the world, I can access it by just knowing this key that's connected to this bank account, or essentially this wallet that has access to this cryptocurrency. No other time in history was that possible. You wanted to move $1 billion of gold, you had to be like Mansa Musa with a caravan of people coming through in Mali. You understand me? $1 billion in dollars? You wouldn't even be able to get access to that in the bank. You want to move $1 billion like Gaddafi tried to do to Farrakhan? You understand me? During the Million Man March, they can cut that off if they wanted to. Then you got to go do paperwork, send it through the right channels. It's going to take some time. There's all sort of different things that happen. But today, if you wanted to send $1 billion today, you can easily just click a button and that math goes to somebody else's wallet and now they own it. And they have access to it. No middleman, no banking system, no underwriters, none of those things. It's instant. There was a story where Lil Uzi wanted to buy a car, couldn't do cash, couldn't do a check, right? Couldn't do the bank, did it through Ethereum. Man, let me go ahead and send you this few hundred thousand, boom. The guy who owns the car, get it, he can take that and then he can put that into a stable coin to where it's not fluctuating with a price, it's pegged by a dollar or backed by something. Now, the transaction just went through, the car's here, transaction over with. The banking institution can die. But I want to get back to this idea that I was talking about with the King Norman creating this landlord system, because he understood that he can put it on paperwork and control territory over time and not just territory over space. And unfortunately, in the African psychology, thinking 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years ahead is not our thing. We are very present spiritual people. We exist in the now because time is not even real. Time is a construct of the mind. Time is the measurement of motion. If I move, there's time. But if everything in the world freezes all at once, guess what? Time stands still. So how did we get baited following a system based on increments of seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years, decades, centuries? And then it allowed them to be able to plan and have a plan for your time. From elementary school to middle school to high school to college, from college to career to retirement home. Taking human capital, placing the value on it based on how you're going to use your time and being able to make money from you your whole entire life. And money is just backed by the blood, sweat, debt, and tears of the American people. So when we talk about the future of this world, first we have to understand the systems that this world is built upon. The school system is not a system that delivers us results in an effective manner that allows us to be able to build and grow our own. There was a time during segregation where the teacher was able to know who the student was and help them build based on their skill sets and their strengths. But after integration, the school systems failed to give us a curriculum that matched the counterparts that we went to school with. So we gave up a lot of our power when we had the ability to educate ourselves. Now we're complaining about the fact that history is not being taught right in its pure form of what actually happened. Well, we voted for that. We fought for that. We turned the other cheek for that. You understand me? We did every single thing we could to integrate in the reality of integration, and now we don't want the system. We say it's not working, but we beg to be a part of it instead of listening to somebody like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who said, let's separate and get our own. And now today, the same opportunities start to exist where we can look at the systems of banking and say, let's do our own. We can look at the system of education and be like, yes, I can go to a HBCU. I can go to one of these schools, these universities, the Stanfords, the Harvard, the Oxfords, the Cambridges, all of these places. Or what do I want to go to that school for? I want to go there because I believe that it's going to give me access, networking, education. And there are certain things that money can't buy. You got to know people for. Right? But there's a lot of us that go to school for psychology and sociology and other things that do nothing to get us power or nation building. They're not going to engineering, which is the highest paid earning degrees today. So what if we was going to school to appease our parents? They said, I need you to go because I didn't go.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Say, okay, that's fine. You go, why? Because it should be able to increase, right, your network, your access to capital, get you a job, maybe a career, start you a business. And that model may have been efficient at a certain point in time in history, right? But now if we're gonna look at school debt, and school debt is piling up. America has like $1.2 trillion of school debt and not willing to cut it because debt is slavery. So they know that as long as you owe them, they own you. So if we did digital education models, DAL education models, where instead we are able to educate each other, I can teach you skill sets to get your assets. What you want to make, $100,000 a year? How about we teach you futures, stocks, or crypto, or teach you some creative trade asset within the social media world, because jobs are training and changing anyway. AI, artificial intelligence, automating more jobs than ever before. But this is not even the first time in history. They've been talking about the automation of the workplace. But what does the workplace do? It provides you more access to capital, more spending power. But if there are no jobs and the mundane jobs are being replaced, it's not particularly a bad thing, but you have to look at the things that can no longer, or the things that can't be replaced by machine. You have to decide, these are the industries that I want to go into. So it's not no longer about the hard work, but it's about the smart and the creative work, because the industries have changed. So the social media leaders, the Web3 coders, the engineers, the people who are getting into generative design, the media host, right? The creative jobs, the project managers, you understand me? The gamers, right? The same thing with land and farming, right? And all of these things, these not gonna be replaced anytime soon. You understand me? So those should be the things that we look at to be masters in those particular fields and areas. Now, the East Indian community understands this. The East Asian community rather understands this. So guess what? They have the highest paying jobs in the tech sector. How did they get there? What did they know? What did they study? Of course, they looked at the emerging sectors and said that we want to place our children there because these are going to be the best top paying jobs. Why? Because that's where the world is going. So let's build the world and get paid for building it. We built America, but never got paid for building it. And we got taken away from the wealth and the access. But today we got the ability to give it back to ourselves. Children today is using their creativity, creating NFT projects, making $1 million. This is not an opportunity that was ever afforded. The highest paying YouTube star is a young child. This is not an opportunity I was afforded when I was in middle school or high school. So the jobs have already changed. It's not something you got to go to college for, but the knowledge is college. So instead of getting a loan from the bank, going into debt, right, so that you can try to service society and get a job from somebody who has a business, you have the ability now to create your own business, writing you a book, ebook, so therefore you can add to your legacy. You always have a product that will sell forever if you got a book, because every day there's a new customer being made for your book. And every single person on the planet Earth should write them a book. I'm giving you simple things because a lot of times we can't understand some of the high level thought process and the knowledge when it comes to what we can do. Right? Taking our money out these banks by sitting them in the bank, if inflation is at 7.6% and it's probably more so at like 10%, and you only getting 0.6% interest on your money, how are you saving? But we understand that, but we still don't act off of it. Imploring our money to be more active and putting it in different asset classes is the key to this game and diversifying ourselves. Studying exactly what is happening, right, in the market today. Understanding how we can put our money into staking that can get us 10 to 20% back by just sitting it there, right, over a year. And different cryptocurrencies have different what they call staking protocols. Well, instead of you letting the bank hold your money and it decrease in value, you can put it into a cryptocurrency where it increases in value over time based on a percentage rate return over a year. Now, some of them require you to have a certain amount or have there in a certain amount of time, and then others have no requirement where you can just put it in and start making money. But why is this not being widely taught and widely scaled? Why did Joe Biden push an executive order to understand the future of money? Because even they don't understand it yet, because they don't control it. That's what that means to me. That they have to understand who is the leader in that industry, and they have to follow behind the leaders in that industry in order to be able to have power in it. Right now, America makes up a large percentage of the market in the world, that they are a leading power. But every single day, their grip on power is declining by percentages and increments. And we are now in one of the greatest depopulation phases of the world, where there are less births than there are deaths. So we're going to go into an older, more rigid society, having more health needs, less creativity, less inventiveness, less innovation, less workforce. So in a world where your workforce is constantly declining, of course you want to make automation. Because if you've used to having the power by having the numbers, having the majority, having the brain trust, when people come to America, lend their intellect and their innovation and inventiveness, and then this country is becoming the greatest producers and leaders of sectors, but now they can't do that, of course you want to create quantum computers and artificial intelligence. That makes the most sense in the world to me. So the question again I ask is, are you a slave? The world is ending. Not the planet Earth, but the world as we know it. Whether you know it or not, the world has changed so much, and you've changed so much over the last even 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. The world is not even recognizable. So if the world hasn't been recognized from 2000 to 2022, imagine what it's going to look like in 2042. That same job that you would have depended on just 20 years ago, that same job nobody even wants. Maybe not even in existence. So what I want you all to do is to get creative with this thing. Podcasting making millions of dollars in black culture has the ability to run things. Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan got paid $200 million to start a podcast. Now it kicked in the door and set precedents for other podcast creators to start controlling media in our culture, deciding to say, you know what? There's no way that we can continue to allow them to manipulate us in the media, gaslight us by controlling narratives. How about we control our own narrative? So Some of the top podcasters in the world and media people in the world are now going to get paid hundreds of millions of dollars for having them platform. The problem is, for the most part, they're probably going to give up their data and give up their platform to a larger corporation that can control what they do on their platform. Again, controlling the culture and the voices of the culture, controlling the minds of the culture, taking that data, ciphering it, putting it into their multi-billion dollar machines, and being able to retarget and harvest the energy and intellect of our culture once again. Because we want liberty instead of liberation. Remember that. Because liberation is about completely releasing ourselves from the contracts. Not being more comfortable in them. So as we talk about building new existing systems, the new banking system is DeFi. The banks, Visas, they are in trouble because of financial technology. The future of money is still uncertain. They don't know if it's going to be NFTs, commodities, art, right? They don't know what it's going to be, crypto, stocks. They're trying to figure it out. But I can tell you that it's going to be a cashless society whether you want it to or not. I can tell you that China is fighting to make that yuan currency powerful and backed by something. I can tell you that gold and oil is the power of the world. You understand me? And that it's going to take time for oil to be completely turned over by this new renewable energy source, but that's a way where they're going to make millions and billions of dollars. I can tell you that if your family starts to invest in the future of money right now by understanding it, which I will go into in my high-level conversations, giving a complete breakdown on exactly what it is. When I go to these Bitcoin conferences, there's barely any black people there. Every other culture is there invested into the future of reality. Because these are very uncertain times that billionaires are, that was once against these things, are deciding to say, look, I got 20% of my money in there. When you got 100 million, that's 20 million. You got a billion, that's 200 million. That's a lot of money to have in something. When at first you said you didn't believe, what changed? And this is the question that you want to get to. I don't care if you're in the hood. I don't care if you're a millionaire, a billionaire. You have to decide, like, damn, do I want money in the future? Do I want power in the future? Do I want liberation in the future? What about, so we talked about schools. Now we talk about the health system. And if we look at the health system, we still got to pray for black women that go in there to get treated for pregnancies. You understand me? To give birth, because we don't know if they're going to give them the right. But what about home births and doulas? What about getting more into mineralization and understanding the true nature of how to cure ourselves and the herbalization of a community so that we can decrease ourselves from the chemicalization of the GMO foods and the artificial foods that we eat? See, if you take DNA numerically and you add it up, you'll get the number 19, right? D or A being 1, or D being 4, and N being 14. That's going to give you 19. Now, DNA, AGTC, that right there, that's where you find God in there. You understand me? That's the mathematical rhythm of God in there. It's the gene expression of who you are. It's the makeup of your characteristics, your traits, things that are hereditary, everything that makes you who you are. And the goal is people try to play God with that. You understand me? How do you play God with that? Artificial intelligence. See, the mind is very powerful. The mind is so powerful that if you tap into the mind of God, you will have a focus, a fecundity of the brain producing so many ideas and brilliance and creativity. You understand me? You have a rhythm that's just in your DNA that nobody else can take. They can't buy that, right? You got a brain that's just different, where you mathematically understand things in the universe at a different pace and speed. That power, they're trying to duplicate through AI systems to have them thinking and solving problems and do mathematics so that they can start to control more. But for them to be able to become creative, that's damn near an impossibility. But they're trying to duplicate what the DNA does. Why? Because they need ways to be able to control and maintain in power, because they're losing power every single day. So you got artificial intelligence, then you got the GMO with the artificial ingredients, playing God with the food and the DNA of the food. You understand me? And that A, that is numerical value one. That I, numerical value what? Nine. You put that together, that's that 19 keys, baby. You understand me? That's the 19 keys. That one and that nine that come together, that represents all. Right? Because when you add that one and that nine together, that represents masculine and feminine, conscious and subconscious, right? And then that one and that nine not only represents that, but when you take that one and the nine, it adds up to 10. And then you take that 10, that 10 breaks down, one plus zero comes right back down to one, that one mind in the universe. See, when you try to play God, you want to figure out if you can be God. But when you are artificial, then you consistently create things that are artificial that reflect that artificial intelligence instead of that God intelligence, right? So artificial insemination, declining birth rates. So I had to figure out ways to play God, right? Because we need to be able to try to increase our birth rates so that we can have more physical majority presence on the planet Earth. So you got to understand how deep this rabbit hole goes in order for you to break yourself out the matrix. The high-level conversation is because we are low-level observers. And unless we have conversations that raise us up to here, even when you get somebody out the hood, you're only taking them out of one cage and putting them on another plantation. And then you make them happier with a little more liberty. And some of the people, they don't want to hear big conversations. They don't want to hear big words. They don't want to hear big talk. They want to be comfortable where they are. They're afraid. They don't push past another point. Don't take their mind to another limit. We find ways to entertain ourselves when we want to distract ourselves from our weaknesses. When we don't want to go past that comfort zone and push ourselves to learn and get educated and stimulate ourselves and to have conversations where we intellectualize ways to be able to change the game and change the world. We're afraid to show our intelligence, those who are smart, because we done built our whole platforms off our showcasing of ignorance. So we find the least common denominator and try to connect us. And we call it culture. But the reality of it is we need a new culture. Because this culture has no standard. This culture has no power, has no rulership, has no ownership. So while we're protecting this culture, we need to create a new culture and then separate the lines, because we know the reality of the industry, of Hollywood, of all of these different things, is that behind them closed doors, it ain't worth nothing. It ain't nothing to save. I was always taught about this hereafter, that hereafter the minds of this world that currently rule it, when they don't rule it and they're no longer in those sectors of power, then there's going to be a day, an age, where we have a spiritual wave, a psychic wave of bliss. You understand me? Where we can live peaceful amongst each other in harmony and love. You feel me? And all of those other great things. But that's not until we're able to get to that place backed by righteousness, where people just good. You do for people, you want things done for you. We got a very dangerous culture. And we keep fighting for something that ain't worth saving. We need to let it fall and need to let it see itself. Radical transparency to be shamed. And the moment that the culture gets shamed, after we expose it all, then possibly we can get to a place where we want to make, manifest, and maintain change. But if you ain't ready for that high-level conversation, and keep talking about the distractions, gossip, the BS, the things that have no foothold for power whatsoever. But if you want to make manifest change, you're willing to live, die, fight for something, then it's time for us to create a new culture. And that culture got to be backed by principles of value, integrity. And we have to decide that we want to control time and space. Same way that they can create a time for us, we have to decide to create time for ourselves. Create our own language, where we're no longer speaking the language of our oppressors, talking like niggas, or speaking about things that have nothing to do with the manifestation and the expression of a new world order. And that new world order is not their order, but our order. You understand me? The family order. to where we're no longer separated by 1,000 different flags representing 1,000 different ethnicities and nationalities, but we come under one idea of who we are. And that's good people, righteous people, original people on this planet Earth. Because when you want to separate a people, have all of them individualize their reality and make each one think that they're better than the other. And then they no longer look at the real enemy. They start fighting each other. And as long as they fighting each other and they distracted by that and they killing each other and they taking all of their resources to fight each other because they got a little more liberty on this plantation, then the true enemy gets to sit comfortably, reap all of the benefits as he sells them the drugs, sells them the guns, control their time, their mind, their efforts, their energy, and every single thing else. And then we mad, hoping to vote another person in power to control the plantation, to teach, to give us more liberty and more justice. I'm 19 Keys. This was your high-level conversation. Give me liberty or die. Peace. I'm 19 Keys and this is High Level Conversation.
Tap in with the God.
Peace family, it's 19 Keys. If you find value from this channel consistently, make sure you subscribe. We need to increase that algorithm. Make sure you share, like, and subscribe. That's one thing that you can do to benefit us here over at 19 Keys Studios. And we're gonna keep giving you that value each and every time. I appreciate you. Peace.
Peace family, it's 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links. Enjoy this clip and check out the full episode. Peace.